Timmins, the Timmins Hospital is doing its part to reduce new hepatitis C infections in the next 5 years. In 2023, three Northern Ontario Health Unit areas that make up 2% of the provincial population accounted for 10% of hepatitis C cases in Ontario, according to a new report. The highest rate of the virus is in males living in Northern Ontario. In October 2024, Timmins and District Hospital launched a liver health team, which includes an outreach worker, registered nurse and clerical support. So far, 200 tests for the bloodborne illness have been done. Of those, 15 people started treatment, with 5 having completed it. "We don't want anyone to suffer needlessly," said Patrick Novak, TDH Outpatient Mental Health and Addiction Services Program Manager, in a news release. "Hepatitis C is now very treatable. We want to get that treatment to everyone who needs it and to stop the spread." For the Porcupine Health Unit region, in 2023 there were 65 new lab-confirmed cases. Of those, 24 were in females and 41 in males. The local rate per 100,000 population for all cases is 73.2. The provincial rate in 2023 was 21.8 per 100,000 population. Since 2019, Public Health Ontario notes there's been a decline in the number of reported cases. Because the decline coincides with the COVID-19 pandemic, which may have led to gaps in diagnosis, the public health organization says the drop should be interpreted with caution. The hepatitis C virus causes inflammation of the liver. If left untreated, the chronic infection can lead to liver failure or liver cancer. It's treatable by an 8 to 12 week course of medications, which is estimated to be 95% effective, according to the hospital. For the newly acquired cases reported in 2023, Public Health Ontario says nearly 60% of cases reported injection, inhalation or other drug use. Adequate distribution of harm reduction equipment and access to harm reduction services is essential for the prevention of new hepatitis C infections, reads the report. People looking for a test in Timmins can ask at the hospital. The Liver Health Team works with the Cochrane District Emergency Medical Services, Living Space and Northeastern Public Health to do regular testing at the emergency shelter during outreach. "Working with partners, we've taken a no-wrong-door approach," said Novak. "That means that a person could call any partner and be connected to the Liver Health Team. Because the virus is transmitted through blood, it's often associated with sharing needles." The hospital says anyone who received a blood transfusion prior to 1980 may be at risk and the illness can be passed from mother to baby during birth. When first infected, the hospital says symptoms are often mild, if there are any. Early symptoms include fever, dark urine, abdominal pain and yellow-tinged skin. The hospital's liver health team can be reached at 705-267-2131 2175.